Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to everyone. Pretty day out there. Reasonable in the studio.
I'm a little warm, but I'm also wearing like a big sweater.
Yeah, I shed my big sweater. It was making me feel fatter. Oh. I'm really affected by what I wear. Not so much like, oh, I look so good, but how I feel. Like if it's too tight or something, gotcha. I'm like, I'm in a bad mood.
Nice.
But if it's too big, you also feel you feel bigger?
I have a very narrow band of comfort.
I understand.
Yes.
You're the, it's like the three, it's like the Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You got to get just right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just right.
Pretty much. But then again, I am fat. So that's
no,
the problem.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm fat for me.
Well.
Everyone's something for them. Like no one
gotcha.
Really cares
I get
how
you're
they
saying.
Actually
well,
compare.
But you got to keep in mind.
I get you.
There's nothing more annoying than when someone's actually pretty skinny and they're like, I'm fat.
Well, I think I'm pretty safe there. I don't feel like I'm especially skinny and looking for a compliment.
No, I don't think you're looking for a compliment. It's just like, let's just be mindful of the whole situation, what everybody's got going on.
So true, right? Like, just to jump into the whole existential on a Monday, like, it really is about us. Like the solipsism thing that I thought I had created a year ago, where the whole philosophy of you're the only thing that's real and everyone else is, like it's the only thing we have any real evidence of.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I really know is that for 61 years I've been having this experience. That's right. All I know.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
What else can you know?
Nothing in the same way you know this.
Right.
Yeah.
There's nothing like experiencing things.
Okay, so I'm not trying to get off to like a bleak start or anything like that on a Monday, but since you said, you know, you have all these years of experience only being you, do you ever get sick of being yourself?
Oh my God, yes. I can't even tell you. Especially me, because professionally, I'm a fairly big person. Personally, I'm not. Mm. But professionally, I am. And I listen to KMOX most of the time. And anytime I hear my voice, I can't change it fast enough.
I think that's a fairly common human experience. And Kevin, do not say anything. But I feel like that is a common human experience to just like get a little tired of. You know, you have no choice but to be you for your whole life, and it can get a little get a little tired of being you.
I mean, everyone's job comes with challenges, right? And this one is just kind of unique with its challenges. Like when I'm doing my show sheet, my notebook, and I'm just, you know, writing things down. Oh, that's an interesting thought. Oh, I bet Wheeler's going to pick up on that. Oh, I bet this is going to this, going to that. And sometimes it's just like, shut up. Will you just shut up?
Yeah.
Will you just stop thinking things and sharing them with people? Just shut up. Oh, my God, will I be insufferable when I do retire? I mean, just. It was like Trish that one time. She called me out when I'm like, so tell me your three most prized possessions, and anyone else would play along. But Trish just goes, oh, my God, I know what you're doing. You just want to tell me yours. Let's just cut out the middleman and you tell me yours. I'm like, you suck. You suck the way you see through me.
Nailed it.
But I got some stuck in my teeth. But I think that, again, trying to be as self-aware as I can, I think I am more legitimately interested in other people than most people are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Like, I think I'm more interested than interesting. And I think that's been more the key to my success over 25 years than being interesting. Is that I'm legitimately interested in other people.
Well, I think that's your great strength as an interviewer.
Yeah, when we have people on, like, sometimes I'm kind of bored, but I mean, typically I just really want to know, like, that's different from something I've done before. Tell me about that.
That makes sense. It plays well in this business, too. It's a good trait.
I think so. Did you guys ever sweat being on the naughty list when you were little?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I was tripping. 24/7.
From Thanksgiving on, it was just a constant, like, okay, I can save this.
Oh, yeah.
I can bring it back.
Hedonism up until Halloween, and then you go like, uh-oh, wait a minute. People are starting to pay attention now.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it was such a big part of Christmas back then.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was more threatening back then.
Yes.
Religion was more threatening. You're going straight to hell. You're going to burn forever.
Well, nowadays,
you
I feel like
your father gets home.
Naughty list. You're getting coal.
Yeah.
You're going to get coal in your stocking.
I feel like kids can just Google their way out of all that stuff now.
Yeah, probably. It's a good point.
They have the internet to help them navigate these things, and we didn't. We just had the threats.
And the lies.
Whose?
Well, our parents lying to us.
About?
Everything. Whatever they wanted. Didn't matter what it was. You're like, why are we doing this? Because I said so.
Mm.
They were manipulators hardcore. It's true.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm a parent. I probably did the same thing.
I think you have to.
Yeah, you do. You can't realistically just be like, I'm going to explain everything. Because most of the times kids...
And every time your parents would threaten to, like, you know, take you to an adoption center or whatever and leave you there. Like, they couldn't actually do that, but I didn't know that.
Can't say I had that experience.
Yeah, I never got that threat.
Oh, you guys didn't have that one?
An adoption center.
I was scared of that. I thought there was just a building full of kids and cages like the Pound.
Hey, they don't call it the Pound anymore.
What do they call it?
Animal shelter, right? Are those different? Is the Pound different than an animal shelter?
Yeah, I always thought so. I thought the Pound was like the big house, and they were just going to kill indiscriminately.
But when do you ever hear about the Pound anymore?
Well, I think the Pound was a function of the town.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Jail for dogs.
Yeah, like animal control would pick up the dog and take it
but
to the Pound.
There was no rescuing going on.
There weren't as many groups doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But whereas the shelter was like a more benevolent, you know.
You didn't go to the Pound unless you lost your dog.
Yes.
You weren't going looking for a dog.
Yeah.
Or shopping for a dog.
Well, have any of us ever been to a Pound?
Oh, yes. I was there 3-4 times as a kid.
Oh, wow.
Because we had outdoor dogs, and they would invariably get away. And then the dog catcher would get them. You'd show up. That's my dog. Boo. You know.
Do we still have dog catcher as a profession in 2025?
Oh, probably only for the shelters.
There's animal control, so that would probably just serve, because they do
critters,
but also I'm sure if it's a loose dog and you call, that counts as a critter.
I'm just trying to highlight how the vernacular has changed over the years.
And the reality. I wonder how long they used to keep those dogs in the Pound. Probably not long.
Yeah, I mean, that was always my idea. My idea was when you, and again, this is probably entirely wrong, but my idea was always your dog would get caught by the pound, thrown in the big house, and then the clock starts ticking.
Yeah.
And you got like a couple days to get them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to.
I think you're right.
Electric chair that pup.
Okay. Did we need to go there?
Or however they did it. I don't know.
Sit. Sit.
Rach, what's the longest flight you've had to Japan?
13 hours.
There's a new record. 12,400 miles, and it took 29 hours for a single flight.
From where to where, does it say?
Somewhere in China to Buenos Aires.
Whew. You better settle in. Hope you don't have an aisle seat.
I just can't believe a machine will work that long. Like, I just don't have trust in machines. And when we drive, like, to Colorado for 13 hours or to Florida, I always feel the same. Like, it's going to break down anytime. I just don't trust. But they never do. It's like pretty amazing.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's pretty cool.
I went and got all my stuff out of my Jeep today, the one that was wrecked. So that was kind of weird.
That's a sucky process.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of stuff in there?
I did, because I had all my baseball stuff, and I had not just, because I'm lazy, all the stuff from my mom's house that we went through, and like, oh, we should keep this, we should keep that, was in the back of the Jeep. So I had that, and then I had, some baseball gloves, and so now I have more bats and things like that. But it was just weird. It's like, I didn't get close to that Jeep the way I did my first Jeep and the way I hope I do my next Jeep, but it's still kind of weird, just like, okay, well, guess I'll see you never again. Bye. Mm-hmm. I have another Jeep picked out.
Yeah. I know, I've seen it.
It's pretty cool.
It looks wonderful. I think it aligns more closely with the spirit of the first Jeep.
Yeah. I miss my two-door.
You never were like, let's just call it what it is. You were never truly in love with the second Jeep.
No.
Like, maybe you didn't get enough time to, give it a true chance with it. But even from the day you got it, you were like, wow, this thing's beautiful. And you were like, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I big time preferred two-door Jeeps to four-door Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
And the four-door Jeep was way more like a car, which was nice, especially going from my old Jeep that didn't have windows. Dude, I drove that 13, 15 years with no windows.
You had like a soul connection to that Jeep, though.
Man, that's some crazy. How did none of you ever have an intervention with me?
We tried all the time. All the time. We said, put your windows in. It's 13 degrees outside.
I don't even know what to Dave say.
That's not on us. I'm sorry. I covered my
I remember nothing
on
about
one.
That.
Yeah, your response was, I choose suffering.
Yeah, at a certain point, you just stop trying to convince him because he doesn't listen. So it's like, all right, have fun. Well, hope you have a scarf.
I'm glad it was a windowless Jeep and not an addiction. Look,
it
we had a couple
to,
half
yeah, it was an addiction. Complaining addiction. About the cold Jeep.
It was an addiction to saying it was cold and raining and snowing today. And we were like, yeah, we know.
We can help you with that window thing. Nah. It's better this way. I like when my hands freeze to the steering wheel.
An addiction to Jeep-based martyrdom.
It was a crazy thing to do.
That was really funny, though.
15 years.
Jeez, we were like, could you put the windows up or something? Nah, the heater works great.
Did you guys clock it the other day when Dave was like, I had that Jeep for 15 years, and then you said something like, or like for 25 years or something. You did the math totally wrong, and Wheels was like, you had it until 2028? And then we moved on.
You did
I'm doing a horrible
that.
Job telling the story, but it was very funny at the time.
You said something like you had the new Jeep for 10 years or something, and Kevin was like, wait, what?
Yeah, what year is it?
Right, yeah.
It was something that you were telling us 13. What year. So it's a 2013. Oh, and you said you had it for 15 years.
Right,
I'm like, oh,
yeah, there you go.
Until 2028.
And we were all like, Kevin, shut up.
That's besides the point.
I couldn't resist, man. It was just on a T.
The point was it didn't have any windows.
It was on a T.
One time, I was walking out of Schnucks, and I was walking to my Jeep on a really cold kind of snowy day, and the people in front of me got to my Jeep before me, and they go, look at this idiot. And I just kept walking.
He used to carry. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
His guitar and a gunny.
Dan says that his parents did the same thing as Andrew. They'd go by a big barn, and they'd say, there's the children's adoption center. The only thing I did like that to my kids, which was really effective, because my mom lived in South Rexiana. We're in St. Louis, so if you go down 111 at all, there are those enormous, enormous buildings. I think a couple of them are Amazon and then some other trucking things, but they're they go on for a mile.
Depots and warehouses and stuff, yeah.
And I told both my kids that that's where every clown in the world lives. And they just all live in that big building. And Nick said he had such a specific view of them, like at a cafeteria with the little cafeteria trays and getting in clown fights and honking each other's nose. And that's a good one. I told them a lot of things like that.
What was the point of that? Like, what did that scare them into? Would you tell them, like, you were going to put them in the clown
building? It was never for a reason, just because I'm weird, and you can tell kids things. They don't know the difference.
You weren't trying to frighten and intimidate your children?
No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. No, I mean, I probably would feel better if there were, like, some reason. But no, I never really did that. In my memory, I don't think I ever had any of those, like, you know what's going
to
happen.
It's just fun to mess with them.
If you don't this.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of it came up like that, and I said, man, kids remember the weirdest things. And it goes, yeah, it's almost like you were just born a couple years before that.
Not much reference to go off of.
You don't know any better.
Yeah.
God, you stupid idiots believed anything.
It was generational, though. My brother did that to me. We had a little, like a mouse hole, like a classic, you know, mouse hole, Tom and Jerry thing, on our stairs going to the basement. And that's where all the spiders in the neighborhood lived. Every night, they all come there and get through that hole. And you just accept it. You're like, okay, well, there's that spider hole.
There it is.
Passed it down to my nieces. They could show you right where the spider hole is. It was real, though, because we had the most base. Did I ever take you guys to the basement when you came to my mom's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we went
down. The most basement, three cinder block rooms with exposed light bulbs with the chain. And when I would come up from, like, getting meat out of the freezer, my mom and dad would always buy a cow and, you know, okay, go down and get some round steak, whatever. And I would miss a light and I would beg them, please, please don't make me go or come with me or something. And oh, get down there. You know, I was in the Navy when I was your age. And I think that's why I'm fast. Because I was just fast as that boy.
He's chasing that demon. You ain't catching me, butt demon.
Back out of there.
Man, I to this day am like 100% convinced that my grandparents' basement was haunted. But that is also where the deep freeze was, and that's where I could get my Freezy Pops. So I was able to just overcome that fear.
Freezy Pop time.
I was fast when I was running up them dang stairs.
It's so funny.
The psychology of it, right? Because you're fully down there, and the demon's going to leave you alone. But as soon as you're trying to leave, it's going to come get you. Yeah.
You're cool as long as you stay here.
But when you're a kid.
I swear I could feel it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's right there. It's one step behind
you. There's a cartoon. It's one of those screwed up cartoons that we my age had that were from like the 17th century. Yeah, and it was a black and white ghost, and he was smoking.
Yeah.
And he would blow smoke rings as donuts and then dip them in coffee and eat them.
Oh yeah, I think
remember
I've seen
that
this.
Guy?
Yeah, I know that guy.
That was my butt demon. And he would chase me up the stairs because he'd talk like this. And he'd go and he'd do that on my butt. I think it was him doing that.
Let's hope so.
Could have been a teacher.
Sure you didn't have a little gas?
It was going in, not out. I just told a terrible story.
Make it sound not so bad.
I think I'm going to go to Dave's mom's basement now. Okay.
Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Monday, 1:33. I can't believe how quickly this year is going to be over.
Oh my gosh, I know. Like 2026 sounds crazy, but 2025 sounded crazy at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. It slipped away pretty quickly this year.
So next Monday, 1 week from today, is the Monday of my last week. Yes. Because we're all together on the 19th out at Hardee's in St. Peter's. And then the guys will be here on and off throughout the holiday. I'll be back on the 2nd. But yeah, it just feels weird. I'm going to try and pack a lot into this vacation.
Ooh. Anything you want to share with the class?
A couple of dinners with the fam.
Mm-hmm.
Taking everyone to El Monstero.
That's fun.
This will be Phoebe's first time ever and Maureen's first time in a long time.
Nice.
So really looking forward to that. Don't know past that.
Okay.
How about you guys? Anything for the vacation?
Gonna be chilling.
Heading out of town because I always do.
Where are you going this time?
This will be a Michigan run.
Okay.
It'll be cold. But it'll be good, though, aside from the cold.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to a hockey game, and then we're going to do, I'm going to see some high school friends in addition to the normal family stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Andrew, are you in the middle of something? Can you jump in on this?
Somebody's in there with him. Oh, it's Misty.
I'm here. What's up?
You okay?
Yes.
Because if you have something important to do, you can do it.
No, all good.
Okay.
All good.
I had a thought some stuff last night just about people. And are people people? Do people change? You know, that kind of stuff. And here's what I came up with. People are like sodas. If you're a Coke, you're a Coke. And if you're a Yoo-hoo, you're a Yoo-hoo. You can be flat, you can be fizzy, you can be cold, you can be hot, you can be old, you can be perfect, but you are a soda. How you like that? Like a Coke can't just magically turn into a tab.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a thing. You're a thing.
So if you're a Coca-Cola, you can't be a tab.
The best a Coke can be is maybe becomes a cherry Coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's fair.
But a 7-Up can't become a Diet Right.
Yeah. So essentially what you're saying is people can't change.
They can change a little bit of their flavor, but they can't change their brand.
Yeah.
Does that hit you well? Does it hit you bad? Is it just stupid?
Well, I'm sorry to keep asking questions, but like, what do you mean by the brand? Like, what makes a person, what comprises a person's brand?
Just the nature, nurture, the way they're born, their personality, their experiences. By a certain age, you're a Coke. You're a thing.
I think if that's
you seem dubious, all
well,
of you.
I think there's a logic there because there are different versions of those things. There's the ice cold perfect version. There's the warm flat version.
Yeah, this is
there's
old.
The room temperature version. There's the half flat. Like there are a lot of degrees in there. So
there's a hair in mine.
I'm kind of thinking I get it. Kind of thinking I get it because it doesn't mean you can't be a better version, but you're still you.
Yeah.
Right? You're still made up of what you're made up of, both physically and psychologically.
There you go.
Yeah. But you completely
can,
change.
You can make changes for the better or worse.
Yes.
So I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I agree with the idea that you can't run from where you came from or who you are.
You can probably fake it.
Sure.
Like if that's important to you, but I doubt that. You really essentially change your cokedness.
I also, yeah. though, I feel like if, and I'm not saying this is anyone in here's mindset, but if your mindset is like, well, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, like, well, yeah, then of course that's going to be true. Like, if you believe people can't change or won't change, then you're probably never going to change. Oh, my goodness. What was that?
I don't know, but something fell on my foot. That's all
right. What's happening?
The big giant wall of the console fell onto Kevin's
foot. I think
we
get to leave.
But I don't think it actually belongs there. I think it's just there for a reason.
Sitting there?
Somebody just stuck something up there. Well,
man, I can't believe Kevin gets workman's comp now.
Did anyone else just see that?
Yes.
Is there like a dog running around the under the counter
shaking.
Or something?
Wait, yeah. What?
Did you not see that?
Something and the light started shaking.
Your light?
Yes.
Oh, that's because it's next to this table and it probably hit the leg of the table.
It is a huge thing that just fell on Kevin's foot.
It's not small.
It's quite loud. I'm pretty sure it went out.
It is like a 6x3 wall panel that just collapsed onto Kevin's foot.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez.
Is your foot okay?
It's totally fine, yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't say that. You should say it's hurt.
That's what I'm saying. Oh! He gets workman's comp now.
I need to drive Kevin to the urgent care.
Ah, my butt!
We all have to go to the hospital with Kevin all day.
Like the monkeys. We all travel together.
We all go in the same bubble Pope mobile.
Oh, now I'm limping. Anybody got a foot brace?
Does anyone have a kind of soda you think you or one of the other of us are?
I think I'm a diet dude.
Why?
I don't know. My generation?
I think
feels
Andrew's
like all people my age are like diet dudes.
I'll be a Sprite.
Andrew's totally a Sprite.
I like
I think
Sprite.
I might be a Dr. Pepper.
Okay, 23 all flavors.
Right. Just not really sure what it is.
Different.
23, yeah.
Not everyone loves it.
23 flavors, complex.
A little spicy.
Complex flavor palette.
When it's flat, it'd make your tummy feel better.
Mixes well with many different things. Thank Over you. The weekend, I had a Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That is awesome.
What would Rach be?
I like to think I'm like a ginger ale.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, ginger ale's good.
No it's caffeine.
Good. Classic. Versatile. Yeah.
Kevin's a jolt.
Yeah.
It was a surge.
It's kind of why I went with the diet, dude. Just kind of it fits.
Kevin's a surge.
And it's also one of those that's not for everyone, right? Not everybody likes Mountain Dew. Yeah. I like that one. Either that or I'm a Shirley Temple.
I love Shirley Temples.
What's a bad soda to be?
Oh, good one.
Like, what's a soda that you don't like?
You wouldn't want to be identified as?
Yeah. Is it just like the off brands?
Yeah. The
like, star brand. Like an RC or whatever. Like, but I'll tell you what. Last night I had a can of Shasta grape that was gifted to me.
Shasta's good.
Wow, that hits.
I've dated a couple of Vesses.
I downed that can of Shasta grape in like a single gulp. It was like my whole childhood was rushing back to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be a root beer, but that's just because I'm not big on root beer.
Like, a Vess is cool. Mm. You want to be with a Vess, but they're never going to get a job.
Yeah.
No one's hiring a Vess.
But the Vess doesn't need a job because Vess is like 2 liters for a dollar.
That's a good point.
So you don't even need a job if you're drinking Vess. Vess provides for itself.
Although it's the most popular, I'm not sure I would want to be a Diet Coke. There's a lot of Diet Cokes.
There's a lot of baggage with Diet Cokes, too.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like that kind of fits the normie lane.
A lot of evil people drink Diet Coke.
Wow, where are you getting that?
Reardon. No, I'm kidding. Trump, he's got the Diet Coke button.
Oh, okay.
I would totally have one of those if I were president, though. Like, let's be
real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I would
definitely have a do. You'd be like, here. And it would play the Mountain Dew song.
The reason that I can't be president, speaking of soda, is that if I was the president, I would be spend my time like begging PepsiCo to like make me special Mountain Dews and stuff.
Well, you'd only have about 2 weeks until we were all dead if you were president. So,
well, yeah, because I'm not managing Russia. I'm not managing North Korea. I'm asking where can I get my cherry citrus game fuel?
Andrew Putin's on the phone for you. Tell him I'm not here.
Pretend like you're sleeping. Like he's sleeping. He falls for it every time.
Brand new topic.
Okay.
Men, would you like if someone sent you flowers?
I would be ambivalent.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a secret admirer, I would certainly be intrigued. But if it was like...
Megan okay with this?
Yeah, what is your wife saying?
Revealed a little more than I expected.
I didn't say I'm doing anything about it. I'm just saying...
If anybody wants to hit on me, that would be great.
I'm not saying I'm doing anything about it. I'm just saying it would be intriguing. But if Megan sent me flowers or whatever, that wouldn't move my meter in the slightest.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I don't what am I going to do with flowers?
I love flowers.
Like, flowers are nice, and I get them, I'll get them for her or whatever, but... like Kevin is about to say, that's chick stuff.
Wouldn't it be wonderful, though? When's the last time you got flowers? You're like, oh, my God, those are beautiful flowers. Who are they for? They're for you. What?
So you're saying you would like to get flowers.
Oh, I would love to get flowers.
Okay, there was one time where we wanted to do something nice for... Do you remember this, Andrew?
I do.
And I was like brainstorming what we could do, and I was like, oh, I could stop by and get him some flowers. And Andrew was like, he's not going to... Why would he? What's he gonna do with the flowers? And I'm like, I feel like Dave would like.
I would
those.
Love it.
No, you were right. You were right.
I feel so vindicated.
I put us out because I was like, that's chick crap. That's chick garbage.
Dave's a man's man.
Dave's a man.
He didn't even have windows in his Jeep.
You know, like flowers.
Want flowers.
I mean, like outside of like sympathy things, like you guys sent really nice flowers when my sister-in-law passed away. That was really nice. But if it was just for funsies, I would be like, why did you send me that? I can't eat it, and I can't use it as a video game. Why did you send me that?
Little card says for funsies.
Yeah.
You don't think flowers are beautiful?
I mean, they're whatever.
It doesn't they're make whatever. You gay, dude.
No, I just don't care. I just don't
You're
care.
You're not going to sleep with men if you get some orchids.
I have never once thought, I need to go smell those flowers or I need to go buy those. I've never
wanted to smell the flowers even?
No. I've never thought that. It's not like manly man thing. I just never have ever had that thought.
You know they smell good.
Great. I'll be honest with you. I'm not big on smells in general.
That's you know, right. He doesn't like the
smelly
candles.
Smelly candles and smelly wall socket plug thingies.
What do you like the smell of?
I don't know. Food. Good cooking food in my kitchen. Kind of nice. You know what's a good smell? Is like when people are just like burning leaves. I like that's a good smell. Not in the house, though. That's not great.
Yeah, because if it's in your house, that means your house is burning down.
That's right.
That's the exactly. smell of fire, Kevin.
Right, exactly.
It's the smell of loss.
Yeah. I like the smell of a forest when you're in a forest. I don't know that I need my man cave to smell like a forest.
What, are you worried you're going to get tricked?
What?
And think you're in a forest when you're not?
No, I think it's sometimes, I think the artificial smells are a little too strong for me. I don't know why they bug me.
I respect that.
Rach, would you rather get flowers or cookies?
Oh.
I do like the cookies, but probably flowers. I think flowers are one of the nicest gifts you can receive, honestly.
Yes, they are.
And I don't even roses are great, don't get me wrong, but I like you can go to Schnucks and for $5 get like a bunch of daisies or something, and that makes me extremely happy.
Mm-hmm. My secret hookup was always Aldi.
Yeah.
Aldi, and still is kind of, because Aldi has good flowers that are of good quality, at least seem to be, hold up for a long time, and they're very cheap too. And they come in a nice little prearranged, little collection.
I've only been to Aldi a couple times, but it always strikes me as like, oh yeah, this is what the tribulation's period is going to look like after the rapture.
So Aldi is tough. Cans.
Yeah.
Aldi is tough because when you go, there's no self checkout. So you will be in line for an hour and a half. And you. They don't provide you with the bags and stuff. So it's like, it can be a little difficult to bag.
Is it that
things.
Much cheaper to go there?
I wouldn't.
To justify the apocalypse?
I wouldn't necessarily say that it's really even the cheapness. It's that there is a very good intersection there of cheapness and quality. You can get a lot of really good things there that are cheaper than you would find other places.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
151 DGS. Bevy Cat does not like flowers. Too big of a mess. Mr. Bet on You says that Aldi's is the goat of all time.
Goated.
And Ken says, coming from a local florist, I think flowers for guys are great. I love listening to your last segment. Ken, what is your flower shop? We'll send business your way. I don't have a flower shop.
Local florist thinks everyone should buy more flowers. I'm shocked.
Man, he loves negging people in the comment section.
Doesn't he? Doesn't he?
Gloves come off if you dare to comment in the chat.
Yeah, every now and then someone will piss him off, but he's always like, well, look at Mr. Fat Ass. I guess someone just got up on the stupid side of the bed today, didn't they?
Oh, man.
I might send myself flowers.
Sure.
That seems like one of those self-affirming douche things to do.
That's what Miley Cyrus says.
And
to
would
do.
You write yourself a card?
Sure. Why not? A mean one.
Dave,
a mean
thanks one. For being you. I couldn't you, do it without you.
You suck.
There's only one you.
You're a Dr. Pepper.
Would you... Are any of you above sending yourself flowers to, like, make someone jealous or something?
I think I might be above that. There are so few things I'm above.
I might not be.
See, I am too afraid I'll mess it up because I'm not careful, as you all know. So if anyone's going to be like, oh, this says it is charged on your card, you're like, what?
Yeah, this says from me.
You know what I was thinking about, too? Just one of these weird things. Whenever I'm in an elevator and it's closing and someone's trying to get on, I always, always put my arm in it to stop it. And I feel very chivalrous for that. How stupid is that? Like, I used to do products liability work, so I know that I'm sure the elevator people, I'm sure Mr. Otis has thought of that and he has like little sensors and stuff. But what if he doesn't? Or what if it's malfunctioning and it just cuts your arm off? It's like so much trust is to stick your arm in a giant piece of machinery.
I got my shirt stuck in an elevator one time.
Did you die?
I took my shirt off.
Get out.
I wasn't like an adult. I was a kid in Chicago.
Your whole shirt?
My whole shirt. And then I had the long hair and I had no shirt on and it was scandalous.
Were you, like, did you think you were going to die?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember shrieking, I think is the word I would use.
Wow. What part of the shirt got stuck?
The front, just kind of like right here, and then it just went like up and up and up.
So you're standing and I remember right against the doors.
Yeah, like right up to, I was like trying to, like, I don't remember if I was getting in or I think I was getting off, and somehow it got caught. And I just remember like screaming and being pulled by my parents, and then, you know, the elevator's going up, so it's taking the...
Did you have to go next door and borrow a cup of shirt? What did you do?
I don't remember. I'm sure I got a new shirt somehow. I think we were in a hotel, so I think it was probably not that hard to get me another shirt.
I remember seeing an old black and white movie, maybe The Fly or something like that, where a guy gets crushed by an elevator and blood comes out the bottom. And then I went to my one and only trip to Busch Stadium with my mom and dad, and they had elevators, and I refused to ride them. So my dad, I always, well, I... My one of us, together, we ruined things, me and my dad, because I was a little freak like that. But then my dad was very, like, not understanding. It, you know, it was always one of those, like, oh, here's a good chance to horrify this kid and teach him a lesson. So he would, like, make me write it, so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.